Thank you, Chair. UNFPA wholeheartedly welcomes the theme of this interactive dialogue and the report of the Special Rapporteur. Marking 30 years since the International Conference on Population and Development, it is crucial to emphasize that all peoples, regardless of their identity, must have the opportunity to fully realize their sexual and reproductive health and rights, and the right to live freedom from gender-based violence. Unfortunately, this is not the case for indigenous women and girls with disabilities, experiencing multiple layers of intersectional discrimination. They often lack access to comprehensive sexuality education and are subject to misinformation, contributing to widespread stigma. They also face negative stereotypes about their ability to marry or arrange children and are particularly vulnerable to involuntary sterilization and forced contraception. Moreover, indigenous women with disabilities face enormous barriers to accessing healthcare and GBV services, including poor accessibility, lack of affordable transportation, and the absence of interpreters for sign and indigenous languages. We at UNFPA prioritize the rights and needs of indigenous women and girls with disabilities through our global program for youth and women with disabilities, We Decide. We also are building data and stronger national guidelines, including through our work in Otavalo region in Ecuador, where this data on indigenous peoples with disabilities is leading to better access of SRH and GBV services. I thank you.